This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We have a short but very powerful Ian share this morning regarding the subject of Bal Yachal Devaray and who exactly is violating Bal Yachal Devaray when a neder is violated. Before we begin, I want to mention that Daf HaShavua is having their annual campaign. Dr. Asi Klein posted the link on the chat, the Zoom chat. It's going to be put on the Daf HaShavua chat. And I know that those who learn Daf HaShavua really appreciate the framework of being able to learn a blad a week, to review it, to dig into it a little bit. And I think those who learn Daf HaShavua understand and appreciate that it's a very meaningful limud, you know, where you get to spend time with the blad, you get to review it, you get to think about it, you get to delve into it, and it's not just like hit and run, you know? And it's a high level of amelos and connection to Torah. So my friend Rabbi Zachariah Adler is doing a fantastic job really growing the daf and the Daf HaShavua really all over the globe. But when I was in South Africa in the beginning of the year, they made a siyum there on Ksubis. There were many chaburos who had learned Ksubis. So it's really spreading. And I think for many people, it's, you know, it's the right mix of, it's the right way to go. Okay, today we have an amazing topic. We're going to analyze the machlokes, the Ran and the Rambam, regarding who is over Bal Yachal Devaray when a neder is violated. The Gemara says on Tezvava Men Aleph, Tanan, Sha'at Nenes Li Ara Pesach, we learned in the Mishnah that you will be nene from me until Pesach. Im telchi lebeis avich arachag. I ask for you to get hanaf from me until Pesach if you go to your father's house until Sukkos. So I'm making a short window of Isser to you if you go to your father's house in a longer window. So then if she went before Pesach, she's Aser Bahana before Pesach. Okay, and the Gemara ultimately said, Amar Rab Abba, if she went before Pesach, then if she got Hana, then, right, she said, he said, you can't get Hana from me until Pesach if you go until Sukkos. So if she went before Pesach and she got Hana before Sukkos, she gets Malkus. And if she didn't go before Pesach, it's just Usser for her, it's usher for her to be nene because she might go. But the question is, who exactly is getting the malchus? When she goes before Sukkos, or when the Mishnah says if she goes before Pesach, she's usher bahana until Pesach, and the Gemara says, who gets the Malkus? If you look in the Ran is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the bottom. Halcha asura banasa v'loika, kolomer loika hi. He made a neder. He said, I asur you in Hana until Pesach if you go to your father's house before Sukkos. So if she was nene before Pesach, so she's Aser and she gets, and there's Malkus, she gets Malkus. Aval hu einoy loike? He doesn't get Malkus. Shehare loy asa shum iser. He didn't do an iser. What iser would he have done? Ela shehidira. All he did was he made her take an eder. Ve'efshe de tananami ha ashme'inan agavorche. It could be the Tana is also teaching this to me, agavorche. De Allah Rechiva Isura, that the Isur rides on her. Avaloya love klal, but not on him at all. Because think about it. How would he be violating an Isur? He just made a neder that you can't get Hana. But she's the one who violated the neder. He didn't do a Maisa. What kind of Maisa would he be doing that he should get Malkus? Therefore, the Ran says she is the one who gets Malkus. She is the one who did the Maisa Isser. So we have to try to think, is there any alternative? Like, can there be an approach where the man is over the Isser and she's not over the Isser? So the Ran quotes the Rambam, Aval HaRambam Zal Kosav Loikahu. He gets Malkus. Shehidira, he made a neder. Im hehene oisa. He was the one who made her Aser Beneder. If he is Mahanaher, he said, if you get Hana from me, you cannot get Hana from me if you go to your father's house. So he was Mader her if he is Mahanaher. Aval he ain't Aloika, she does not get Malkus. Why? The Kivan Deloy Nadra Klal, since she did not make a nether at all, Loy Shayich Ba Loy Achal Devarai. It's not Shayich for her to violate Loy Achal Devarai. Loy Achal Devarai is, he should not violate his word. So that's going on his word. But she's not over by Yachal Devarai. Now it's worthwhile. What we're going to focus on today is what's the machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran holds that when somebody makes a neder, it's the one who violates it who is loike. The Rambam says no, it's the one who made the neder is in violation of the neder. The Ran brings a raya. The Ran says, "Valesa, devadai hu enoi loike." He for sure doesn't get malchus. Kedamrinon lekaman parak ein bein hamudar gabe yesh meila bekainamais. There is meila by kainam. Amar le Rav Acha, braid Rav Ikla Rav Ashi, kikri alayich. My kikar on you. Venasna loy bimatana, and she gives it to him as give me moal. Limal noisin, should we give it to the one who gave it? Halay isura ale. The isur is not on him. Alma ein ha oisar oiver klal. The one who created the isur. He said, kikri alayich, v'nasna loy b'matana. So, she said to him, my kikar on you, and she gave it to him as a matana. Now the Ran is of the Rambam is of the opinion that the guy who made the neder is over. So if she gave it to him as a matana, mi mo'al, the Gemara says, limal noisein, should the giver violate it? No, haloy asirale, it's not usur to the giver. Alma inho isur over klal. But rather, the mudar is asur. The mudar is asar. Vaha mudar nami vade avar. The afa I. The Ran is bother. So in other words, the Ran is of the opinion that the one who is asar in the neder is oivar bal yachal devarai. The Rambam is of the opinion the one who made the neder is asar in bal yachal devarai. And the Ran proves in the Gemara later on yesh meila bekainamais that the Gemara says who should violate if she said my kikar on you. And she gave it to him as matana. So she made the neder, and she gave it to him. And the Gemara says, no, she, who the oiser, is not going to violate. So that's clear, not like the Rambam, that the oiser is not, the one who made the neder is not usher, it's the mudar. I, now the Ran is bothered, but it says, lo yachel devaroi. Do not profane his word. It sounds like the guy who made the neder should not profane his word. Adibur kamar. It's going on. Lo yachel adibur kamar. It's going on the words. V'raya l'davar midamrinam perak yoytzei doifen l'fi shematzinu shehishva hakasav es hakatan l'gadol l'zadoin shvua l'iser. Okay, so we have this machlokes between the Ran and the Rambam regarding who is over Bal Yachel. Is it on the Mudar? The Ran learns it's on the Mudar, and the Rambam learns that it's on the Madir, the one who created the Isser. Now, what exactly is this machlokes? Many Achroinim say the Stipler, the Shalos HaTshuvos Radvaz. Now, wait a second. According to the opinion of the Rambam, The Rambam Shita is the man makes the neder. Is it usur for her to violate it? Well, what would the usur be? In other words, let's analyze this for a moment. In the opinion of the Ramban, in the opinion of the Ran, if I say you're usur to this to my sandwich, so if you eat the sandwich, you're going to get malchus. According to the Rambam, the one who made the neder is going to be chayiv malchus. Is the person allowed to eat the sandwich? Presumably not. Why? Because there's still an iser chefza. I'm still creating an iser chefza, but that's not the lav of layachel devarai. So what is the lav of layachel devarai? Meaning in the world of the Ran, that the person who's violating the neder is over bal yachel, the Ran has to learn that bal yachel is not going on the words. Bal yachel is, you cannot violate an iser chefza. You cannot violate an iser on the item itself. But Masha'in Kane, according to the Rambam, the iser is not violating the iser chefza. The iser is violating your word. And the husband made his words chulen. When the husband said, if I cannot give you hana, if you go to your father's house by a certain time, if the husband gives her hana, then he is actively violating bal yachel devarai. I guess if she takes it on her own, then the husband can't, he's not going to be violating bal yachel devarai. But if he's mahaneh her, that would be the maisa isra. Take a look in the Kilas Yaakov, in Simen Hay, Masechta Nedarim. V'hinei mishitas harambam, reish perek, Hey Minadarim. The opinion of the Rambam, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Nadarim, meaning in Hilchos Nadarim in the Rambam, he viu haran bedav tesvav, to ha'oyser hana'osaya chaveroi, ein hamudar oiver babal yachel, ela hamader. The opinion of the Rambam is the one who the Isser is on is not erbal yachel, it's on the mader. Im mehaneu, if he is mehanehim, noitin hadvarim, She'isr bal yachel, the matter is inclined to say that the yisr bal yachel whom he pa'as chilo diburai. The Rambam's opinion is that bal yachel is to profane your word. She'mezalzel, that you're disparaging. Ve'enoi mischashev in diburai. And you're not considering your word. Ve'oiseyu l'diburai chulen. And you're making your word chulen. So in other words, according to the Rambam, the lamdus of bal yachel devarai is that you're making your word chulen. But the pshat is not that when you're... The pshat is not that if I make a neder, somehow, di'i etzem ha-pe'ula shenadar aleha muzar sholela soysay, if it's the actual act that the one who the neder is on is warned not to do it, the etzem iser is on the mudar. In other words, according to the Rambam, why would the person who made the neder violate lo yachal devarai? What exactly did he do? It's not the hanah of getting hana from this kikar, because the one who made the nether didn't get hana from the kikar. It's somehow the person who made the nether is profaning his words. He said words, and by allowing it to be, by giving hana to the other person, he's causing the words to be profaned. Di etzem ha-pu'ula shenadar alea, muzar shaloi la'asoysay, hare etzem ha-isur chepza v'adayhu, v'adayhu ala amudar. Now, like we pointed out before, can the mudar get hana? No. The woman would not be allowed to get hana. Hare gam la harambam zal kamash kasaf achrainim u kamash nasbarti as a sashem simni yirchas. Ulagabe ho avera de isra chevza, regarding the sin, which is an isra chevza, kisha madir mahane lamudar, when the madir is mahane the mudar enoi ela kgoirim lechavero sheyase iser v'loi ka'isa ba'atznoi iser. In other words, well, maybe you'll say like this. You know what the iser is according to the Rambam? When the husband gives hana to his wife. Maybe that's the iser. Giving hana to his wife. That's not an iser. That's goyreim, the woman, to violate an iser. Because even though the malchus is going to be on the one who made the neder, she's not allowed to get hana. But the iser of that he's loike for cannot be for giving hana to the woman, because that's not an actual iser, that's goyreim an iser. It must be the actual iser is that by giving hana to the woman, he's profaning his words. He said she's aser, and now it's not that he's causing her to violate an iser cheftza, which he is, but that's not the iser, the main iser that he's over. The main iser that he's over is what? Bal yachel devarai, he's profaning his words. Shagam bal yachel dinadarim, humi pa'as. Right, again, el al-kocha noitin advarim shadas haramam zal. Shagam bal yachel dinadarim, humi pa'as chilo diburai. He is profaning his words. Sha'oiseu chulen. Vizeh shapir oivar amader. That is definitely, positively, the mader is oivar. B'mashe mahane lemudar, by giving hana to the mudar, shenimsa she'enoi mischashev, Bekiyom divrei nidrai. It shows that he's not concerned with his nether being fulfilled. So in other words, the nekudas hamachlokes between the Ran and the Ramban. The Ran says, if I say that you're not to get hana from a certain kikar, if you get hana, you're going to be chayv malchus because the iser bal yachal dvari is the maisa of violating this new iser cheftza that the madir injected into it. But in the world of the Rambam, the Bal Yachel is not if the Madir causes somebody to violate. That's not a Maisa Isser. That's just a Goyreim that you should do an Isser. The Isser is, in the world of the Rambam, the reason why the Madir is Asser is by giving Hanot to the other person, he's profaning his words. Which it would come out then, that if the woman, so to speak, takes Hanot on her own, the woman would be violating an Isser. The man would not be violating an Isser actively of Bal Yachal Devar. There's no way you could give him Malkus. The only way you could give the man Malkus is if he actively is Mahane, the woman, which shows he is showing a lack of care for his word. Okay, so that's the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran, the way the Stipler explains it. Okay, Rabbi Isai? Again, if anybody wants to participate in the Daf HaShavua campaign, it's the link is posted on the chat here, and I assume it will be sent around as well. Okay, Hatzlacha Rab, everyone. Have a good day. Kol Tov.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, so it turns out basically that the Ran and Rambam are not arguing, except for when she doesn't want...
Well, I mean, they are arguing. First of all, number one, they argue who gets Malkus.
The Rav just ended off this year. The Rav said that the Rambam holds that unless...
No, so like this. If the Madir, if the husband gives the wife Hana, so then the Rambam would say the husband gets Malkus. The woman is doing an Isser but does not get Malkus. And the Ran says the woman gets Malkus. Because she's the one who's actively violating the Isser Cheftza. So the Rambam says the Madir gets the Malkus, the man. And the woman is doing an Isser but doesn't get Malkus. And the Ran says the woman gets the Malkus.
But if she wants it,
if she takes it on her own, the Ran would say... I think, and the woman took it on her own. The Ran would say the woman gets Malkus, and the Ran would say nobody gets Malkus.
Oh.
So it's like a double Machlokes.
Oh. Okay.
You know, in other words, if he is Mahanaher, it would come out that the Rambam says he gets Malkus, and the Ran says she gets Malkus. And if she does it on her own, L'chaira, the Rambam would say nobody gets Malkus, and the Ran would say she gets Malkus. Okay? Hatzlacha. Have a good day. Kol tov.
Recording stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.